Our mother used to lay out people when they was dead, right? And so my mother was brought into this, laying out these dead people. And Dr. Stark, he would come for my mother and say, son, old so-and-so's died, and she'd have to go and lay out these people and clip their toenails and all this type of thing went on. But of course it was all income. It was all income, right? So with the music and the bit from the dad and the music, it was gradually accumulated until the police station was in Old Amersham. It was number 70 High Street. It's the house with the bow window next to Bazzard's. That was the proper police station of Amersham. Sergeant Benson was the one in charge. And Sergeant Benson, I remember I was playing up one day, which boys do, and I remember my mother went to the front door and just stood there. And I said, what are you looking for? I said, she said, I'm just trying to see if Sergeant Benson's about. That's all she needed to say, that was it. He was, and you'd play a joke. When you'd come from the school, you would run down the lane, and somebody, one of us, would run on ahead of the others and peer around the high street, you see. There wouldn't be much down there. But as a joke, you'd say, Sergeant Benson's coming. You'd go, I disappear along the mill with the bomb. The very name Sergeant Benson's coming. That was enough. But it boiled down because apparently he got round the store anyway. That Sergeant Benson had caught. I was one of the Atkins, I think. Had either cheeked him or he caught them to. But he took off his glove and he whacked him so his caw. You heard of Sergeant Benson's caw. Well, of course. He wouldn't go home and tell his dad, because his dad would have said, you must have been up to something. He would have never done that, and you were up to something. And his dad would have probably thumped him again, right? And on my dad, when I was speaking to him, he says, now, boy, he said, if a policeman's in trouble or is being attacked, you must always go to the aid of the policeman. Always go to the aid of the police. Now, which is the difference
today.
But I mean, that was being told me then, that you go, always go, the police are upheld, the police are right, and this is what you do, right? So that was, and we moved, when the police moved out of there, and they went down to near Tesco's. So the police station came up for sale, and my mother bought the police station.